The UN and Denmark this week said that a binding international treaty to limit greenhouse gas emissions will slip to mid-2010 or beyond, and a summit in Copenhagen next month will fall short of its ambitions. United Nations top climate official said a treaty could be wrapped up in talks in Bonn by mid-2010. Denmark, the host of next month's meeting, said it might take longer, until Mexico in December. Negotiations on a deal initially due to be reached at a December 7th to 10th summit in Copenhagen have stalled. We spoke to Saul Awela, head of climate policy at the Catholic aid agency CAFOD.
This solution that the Danish Prime Minister is presenting is about a political agreement which basically doesn't bind countries to emission reductions which are obligatory and therefore which can be enforced in the future. It will basically buy time for the US to sort out their domestic situation. There's a bill in the hands of the Senate which is being discussed at the moment. And once that is ready and once the US Congress knows what actually they can offer in terms of climate change, the US would be able to come to, for example, Mexico next year in December and offer something a bit more of substance. But we think that delay kills. You know, when you actually look at developing countries, this is not a matter of political constraints, but a matter of survival. It's the poor people who suffer the most the consequences of climate change. And this is something that should urge leaders to act in Copenhagen.